Baseball's World Series is called the Fall Classic, and the one going on right now between the San Francisco Giants and the Kansas City Royals is living up to that description. Last night in San Francisco, the Giants won a roller coaster ride of a game, 11-4. The win tied the series at 2 games apiece. There were so many swings of fortune and heroic plays, it's hard to pick out the greatest moments. NPR's Tom Goldman was there, and he tries.
It was about as thrilling a game as you could get inside AT&T Park. Emphasis on inside. Infield singles, sacrifice bunts, stolen bases, a small ball paradise, and a certain disappointment to those people bobbing in McCovey Cove outside the park, who wait in their kayaks and other floating things for the splashdown home run balls, which weren't coming last night. Sorry, said Giants first baseman Brandon Belt.
We're just going to have to deal with it right now because if that's the only way we can get a win, that's how we're going to do it.
An instantly recognizable and fitting theme filled the park last night as San Francisco Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval walked to the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rocky was a perfect statement about a small ball contest that felt at times like a boxing match. The Giants had jabbed first with a run in the first inning. Then KC threw an uppercut with 4 runs in the third. With that lead and a win the night before, the Rollin' Royals were starting to feel pretty good, right, Ned Yost? Not really, Kansas City's manager said later.
We still had a lot of game to play. You know, I've got a lot of respect for the Giants. I don't ever feel good, you know, with the lead until we make the last out.
Indeed, as Sandoval stepped to the plate, the bad feelings for Yost and the Royals were about to begin. Batting from the right side, where the switch-hitting Sandoval is a lot weaker, the 5'11", 245-pound Kung Fu Panda, as he's known, cracked a single that kept a rally going that would tie the game at 4-all. Next inning, Panda power again. This single by Sandoval was the knockout punch. It scored 2, gave the Giants a 6-4 lead, which they extended to 7-4 by inning's end. Game over, and here's why. While Yost said he wasn't conceding anything at that point, he also decided he wasn't going to put in his big three relief pitchers, the guys who regularly locked down opponents. At least he wasn't going to put them in unless his team got back in the game. They never did, thanks to the Giants relievers, especially Sandoval's fellow Venezuelan Yusmero Petit. He gave up only 2 hits and no runs in 3 important innings in the middle of the game. The guy who went in when Petit finally went out, Jeremy Affeldt, praised Petit to the hilt. Affeldt also noted with great satisfaction how relievers, what he calls back ends, are getting so much attention in this World Series.
They're not just like, oh, it used to be, it's all about offense. We don't like to pay bullpen. We don't need bullpen. We'll get some guys in minor leagues. Well, good luck in winning then. You're starting to see teams that are putting together some back ends, and they're thriving, and I'm happy. I'm more than happy that they're starting to see that.
Guess who else was happy last night? Believe it or not, Kansas City manager Yost.
I've never felt so good about getting my tail whooped, you know, in my life, because I'm sitting here thinking it's game 4. It's tied 2-2. This is a phenomenal series. It's exciting. It's fun, you know, and we got another great game tomorrow that we get to play. So really looking forward to it.
Tomorrow is now today, and Game 5 features the starting pitching heavyweights again. October star Madison Bumgarner, the Giants' sterling left-hander, goes against the Royals' ace, James Shields, who was un-ace-like in Game 1 of the series. Ned Yost, 2 teams, and a whole bunch of baseball fans are looking forward to what comes next. Tom Goldman, NPR News, San Francisco.